Life is meaningless, and then you die. Well, with that for an introduction, welcome to today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. And we are in possibly my favorite book of the Bible now, the book of Ecclesiastes. I wonder if anyone else would say that. The book of Ecclesiastes starts with basically that statement. Everything is utterly meaningless, or in some translations, vanity. Everything is vanity. This book is written by Solomon, and the man that asked God for wisdom above all else, and then attained not only wisdom, but God gave him wealth and an abundant life in every single way. And now he's looking back on his life, and he's discovered some hard truths about life here on this earth. And one of the things that I love about Ecclesiastes and why it's one of my favorite is because it's so accurate. It's such an accurate portrayal of the experience of life on earth. And in many ways, we experience the meaninglessness of our life here on earth. Just yesterday, I, out of nowhere, just kind of sunk into a period of depression just for several hours. I just felt sad and felt pointless and felt like everything I was about to do was going to fail, and just this overcoming feeling of depression came upon me, and I could relate to that feeling of meaninglessness and futility. But that's not the only message that we get from this wonderful book. We get this message that there is meaning in life, but it's not meaning when it's just soaking the most out of this life, that ultimately what the life here on earth has to offer is never going to be sufficient. It's never going to satisfy at our deepest level. And he gets to that later. But here in chapter 4, we get to some really significant truths, and I want to share those with you. We won't have time for the whole chapter. There's several more things here, so read it on your own. But in verse 4, he says, "I observed that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors. But this too is meaningless, like chasing the wind." I've noticed that some of my most successful times of life have been when there's someone else who does exactly what I do, and I want to try to be better than them at it, because the competitiveness sinks in and you start to see if you can kind of climb, you know, above that person's shoulders. But here comes a proverb. He says, "Fools fold their idle hands, leading them to ruin." So fools say, why even try? And next day they wake up unemployed and penniless. And yet, better to have one handful with quietness than two handfuls with hard work and chasing the wind. This is it's a proverb of contentment. And Paul talks about learning to be content in whatever circumstances. And here, thousands of years before that, Solomon has come to the same realization after years of experimentation with all that life has to offer. Better just be to be content with enough. Jesus taught us to pray, "God, give us this day our daily bread. Don't worry about tomorrow, and don't worry about having more than I need, but just enough for today, one handful." In verse 9, we go in a different direction, and I have to mention this because it's particularly meaningful to me. He says, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help." We know that God designed us to be in community. God designed us to need each other. Jesus designed the church to be a community of people that worship God together and encourage each other and stand up for each other and hold each other up. And then skipping down to the second half of verse 12, "Three are even better than two, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken." Now, this is significant to me because that phrase is written on the inside of my wedding ring. Because my wife Melanie and I decided that we were going to make our lives committed to be a cord of three strands, she and myself and God, and that strand of three cords is not quickly broken. Now, this can certainly be applied to marriages, and it ought to be, but it also applies to strong Christian friendships where we hold each other up and where we help each other stay connected to the Lord and stay accountable in the ways of the Lord. Well, I wish I could talk longer about Ecclesiastes 4 here, but we're out of time. read through this wonderful book and look for the ways that Solomon is pointing to true meaning in life, and be encouraged. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.